Friday afternoon at about 20 minutes of 6. And I'm going to introduce myself. The tape is on already. My name is Vannie Moore, and I'm from University of South Carolina. And I've been here this weekend doing a project for the University of South Carolina Black Celebration, and also assisting Dr. Megason and the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont, in the Upper Piedmont Project, which documents Seneca, Calhoun, Central, and Pendleton from the years basically between 1865 and 1920. This afternoon, this is my second interview with Mrs. Maddox. And would you please give me your name, please?
My name is Luana Maddox. I live on 244 Winston Street in Pelham, South Carolina.
Okay. Where were you born?
Born in Anderson County.
In Anderson County. Okay. Was that the name of the town in Anderson County?
Sandy Spring.
Sandy Spring?
Sandy Spring, South Carolina.
Oh, I see. Okay. Who were your parents?
My parents were Mr. Benjamin Spear and Miss Julia Jenkins of Sandy Spring.
Okay, where were they from? Were they from the same area?
My father was born in Abbott County. He was born 3 years after freedom.
Oh, he was.
After slavery.
Uh-huh. Well, how many sisters and brothers did you have?
I have to count.
You got to count. Huh?
Lonnie, Johnny, Harrison, Bishop, adopted brother Ollie, and Annie, the old man Dolly B, and neighbor Ellen, and George Leroy.
Did you know your grandparents?
I knew Grandpa Armstrong Spear. That was my father's dad.
Uh-huh.
And he lived to get 106 years old.
Oh,
and I was about three years old when he passed.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember him.
What do you remember about him? Was he a slave? Was he a slave?
He was a spear.
Was he in slavery?
He was born in slavery, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And my father had several brothers born in slavery.
Your brother had, your
my
father,
father had
seven brothers born
in slavery. Uncle Webb and Uncle Eddie. And Uncle Henry, Uncle Reed, I think, and Aunt Adeline and Hare.
Uh-huh.
They all were born in slavery.
Okay, well, did they ever talk about slavery? Did they tell you anything about how it was when they were in slavery?
They talked about, they couldn't have service. They had to steal away. And that's why that song comes from Steal Away.
Mm-hmm.
Steal away and run on to Jesus. And if they prayed, they'd say they got on a pot. But I don't know what they meant by getting on a pot. They'd get out of the way and pray.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call the master, didn't allow him to serve God.
The master didn't allow him to serve God. Well, did they have what kind of plantation was they on? Did they ever describe the plantation?
Well, I know they would say that everybody just go around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they didn't stay on one plantation. They went from plantation to plantation.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Well, one thing I was wondering. Did they lose many of their children? Did they take the children away from them and put them to different plantations?
Oh, yeah. They took, my uncle uncle, Henry Jones. He went by Jones. His master went by Jones. And I don't know whether my granddaddy was just born really a spare, or he was sold. His, where he came from was in Virginia somewhere.
Well, he came from Virginia.
And they sold him down in Everett County.
In which county? Abbeville County.
And then he kept coming on up after freedom.
Uh-huh.
He moved on up into Anderson County.
Okay, so did they say they ever lost some of their relatives and never knew where they were? Did they ever talk about that?
Yes, they had them scattered all around. And one of my uncle was sold to Sloan.
Sloan.
And when they grew up and this got grown, and, you know, and after freedom, they still went in that same name.
Did they talk about how they got married? What they did when they got married? Could they get married?
I can't think.
You can't think that. Well, did they tell us about when they got freed? How they got freed? Did they say anything about when they got freed and how, what happened when they got freed?
I don't know. They talked about something like, figured it out is like when the World War I, when it broke, their homes and everything come as a blowing.
Okay, you mean the Civil War.
Yes.
It's a Civil War.
Okay. What my brother was in.
Oh, we mean World War I. Okay, well, they got free. Didn't they get free before?
I say that's where it reminded me. They were talking about everybody was playing and people. Noise or movement went on. That's the way it was when the World War I broke.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just went on. Home, blowing, first one thing. I can remember that.
You remember World War I?
Yeah.
Well, was your husband in World War I?
No.
Well, I was wondering, you know, going back to slavery, did they say how they got free? What happened? Did someone tell them they were free, or how did they know they were free? That there was no more slavery.
I came.
No one. They just knew they were free.
Yeah.
Did they leave the place where they were slaves? Did they leave the place where they were slaves?
All I know, they just come as a going. Yeah. Some of them say that they wanted to, like, land. They say, well, you can have this part of the land if you walk around. All you can walk around today, that'll be yours.
And who told them that?
I don't know. I just got that somewhere.
So there's much as they could walk around, they could
walk
have.
Around, they could have that.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way they got started off.
Oh, I see.
And some of them. People would walk around, and some would walk around 200 acres of land.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's very nice to meet you. I hope I had more time to talk with you. Well, one thing I was wondering is, this is interesting. All your family after slavery, basically on land, everybody of your uncles,
no,
and on?
Some of them, I don't know why. I don't know what, like everybody, because some of the people, they didn't walk around. I don't know.
Well, I was...
Then some of the people would say, well, I will that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Started from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of work did they do? I mean, after slavery.
They grew cotton and corn and whatnot and stuff like that.
Were any of them sharecroppers?
Yes.
They were sharecroppers?
Yes.
Well, the one, so you had some that, my understanding, some of them owned lands. But the one that owned land, what did they do?
Well, they just worked the land and grew cotton and did have, they'd have cotton patches and corn fields and wheat fields and all sorts of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody started a mill. And they used to run a mill by water.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have no motor like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the old corn mill. They had it. Hit a, I don't know how they do it, but water would turn.
Where was that corn mill? Do you know where that was?
It was down.
That was in Pendleton.
No, it was down in here in Anderson. The one what now they run it by.
Mm-hmm.
By let's pick the first one thing up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one where I went to see. It wasn't on the highway. It got burned up last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was over on a creek back out, back in the other way. And my daddy would take me to the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just get to run by water, mm-hmm. red big old wheel. Mm-hmm. And go out
in Anderson County.
In the water.
And in Anderson County.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did, I mean, did y'all take the cotton there? Did you pick cotton when you were younger?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what, how much did you do? I mean, tell me what you used to do when you picked cotton.
I've got so that I could pick over 300 pounds a day.
Over 300 pounds, my goodness. Did you get paid for it right away, or how did you get paid?
My daddy would rent a crop from the white man. And he would plant his cotton, and when it grew up and make, you know, he had to hoe it and thin it,
mm-hmm.
then apply it, and then it keep on till it go to growing, and then it go to making bulbs or blossoms, and it'll turn into a cotton bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fall, them bulbs would open up.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go down and pick them out. And then they'd weigh up the cotton. They'd pay you so much a pound, a hundred.
Mm-hmm.
I helped pick cotton for 50 cents a hundred. Then it went up to $1 a hundred.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went up to $2 and $3.
How long ago was that? What about what years? 1920, 30, 40?
Oh, it's been 20 and 30, maybe like last cotton I picked was in 60. Must have been about 62,
my God. Well, did you go through the time when the boll weevil came through?
Yeah, from the boll weevils came through. Nobody didn't get up all the cotton. And, you know, it'd be maybe one lock in a boll. Some of them would be two lock, you know, like that. They had a short crop. And
a short crop? What is a short crop? I don't understand the word.
Didn't have a heap of cotton to sell.
Uh-huh.
When they get a bale, they take it to gin, and they'd gin it, and they'd bale it up. You seen these young bales of paper? Well, that's the way the cotton would bale.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put them things around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd sell like cotton by the pound. Somebody from where would come to? Oh, come from different places and buy this cotton.
Mm.
And they ship it all while they used to make cotton in it. Catch some nut and they'd weave it into clothes.
Mm. Yeah.
And you say all of these cotton clothes was made from cotton.
What you picked. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the boll weaver, what happened? You had less cotton when the boll weaver. Because everybody was talking about the boll weaver. How bad it was. Cotton,
and people would. Well, it started to, after they do that. They started the HP or something. The government would let so many white going white on a job.
Oh, yeah.
Like ditching a ditch.
Oh, you mean WPA?
And, yeah, some WPA.
WPA, okay.
And then they went on done all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And people would.
So you were in depression then? That's the depression.
Yes.
Oh, so when you stopped picking cotton, then the WPA came in to help out.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm gonna. That's very interesting. You've given me a lot of information. One thing I want to know when I want to ask you. There's a lot I could ask you about that, but I want to ask you about when you got married. One thing I want to ask you: where are your family buried? Do you have a family plot where your family's, you know, your older family is buried? Do you have a special place where your family is buried?
Yes, ma'am. My mother, father, sister, and brother, they buried at the church. Call it Watson Cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Off of Anderson Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Go back out.
Anderson Boulevard.
Do you know why Stonewall Wood then?
No, I'm afraid not. when they start examining the state, I'm sure they would know. But so that's not too far from here?
Yeah, that's a pretty good way. You know where? You remember the state skating rink on Anderson Boulevard?
No, I'm from Columbia, so I don't know. But I'm sure somebody else will know what.
Down the road before you get to the. What you call it?
It's not near Clemson, is it? That's going back to Pendleton, near
right
Anderson. Mm-hmm. Near Anderson. So is it in Anderson County?
Anderson County.
It's in Anderson County. Oh, I see. Ebenezer Baptist. Okay. Is there markers on your family?
Ma'am.
Is there markers, stone markers?
Well, they marker at some of
them. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want to change the subject a bit. How about marriages? One thing I want to know is, it was funerals. How was funerals back then? I mean, did you have an undertaker or what happened?
At one time, they didn't have no undertaker. The people, the shims, when mom would help out.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Something like 9 or 10. I remember my uncle, my mother's brother, died. And they just turned him white, just bathed him. People just come there and they bathed him and put his clothes on. And there was a store up there in Sandy Spring. And this man had cast. Well, they wasn't nice, fine, something like just some kind of box made, and some of them was painted, and some of them would have some sort of little crawl, kind of like that, and one would be black,
mm-hmm.
and keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have the setting up there, so they have setting up. And the people would come and sit all night, and some of them would pray and sing at the wake
mm-hmm.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they come as a talking about undertaker. And sometimes they wouldn't let me carry in the church. You know, that's carrying in there.
How did you carry them? Did you carry? Yeah. How did they carry?
They have a wagon.
A bad wagon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They put them in the wagon. And there's like I had a wagon and mule, and I said, well, old brothers
died over there, and he got to get into this, to the church in the cemetery. And I said, well, I'll care.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come by in the wagon, and we ended up putting him in the wagon, and we'd go on, the people would get in the buggies, what they had buggies. Some of them would be walking, they'd be behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they sing, or did they sing while they were walking?
No, they just came on in. If you didn't have some kind of complaint, they might let them damage the chair. Oh, I have seen I had a girl from here, and she first had a sore throat or a gypsy or something, and she died.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people have a cart back there, and they just put her in the car, in the back seat of the car somewhere, and they backed up to the church door, and they went in and they preached. And the car was sitting there at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got through preaching, then he carried on to the cemetery. You know, people all pulled out and went to the cemetery.
And how old was she?
Oh, she was, I think she was about, she might have been 12 years old.
12 years old, so she was still small.
Yes.
All right. Well, did you have Burial Aid Society?
Oh, they come as having the Burial Aid Society, and then they come as talking about people. They wanted to, somebody went off and they studied to learn to be a embalmer, and they come as embalmer. They make a camp and shit.
Oh, so you couldn't take them in the church because they weren't embalmed?
Well, some of them. I don't remember going to church, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did you have your first, well, could you tell me a little bit about the Burial Society? How was that organized? What, tell me a little bit about the Burial Society.
Well, they had to pay so much a month, and they'd have meat and have this society. And it was, I don't know whether they didn't. It had a grand society somewhere here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the local side.
Mm-hmm.
And when they die here, well, the local side gets so much, and then they get so much, they off, the four officer side, the bed.
Mm-hmm. Did you know where the four officer society was? Was that in, where would that be? You don't know where that was?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I was going to take a man, Mr. W.I. Pete, he was the
Was he white or black?
He's black man.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he came from, but he came to Allison. Everybody would go to, there were people to die, they'd call him. And he'd come and get them. He'd have a bush, and he'd come and get them and came to the undertaker and embalm. Some of the people who had running water in the house, we didn't burn them there.
Mm. The people that had running water in the house?
They didn't burn them at their house.
Well, they were embalming at the house if they had running water in the house?
Uh-huh.
Right, how you doing? Oh, yeah? Hmm. Interesting. So, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so I want to ask you about weddings. You took your wedding dress and made a pullout of it.
Yes.
Remember? I remember.
I have my wedding dress. I made it myself.
Uh-huh.
And I had it.
Okay, just a minute. I could pause. We were talking about when you were married. You made your own dress.
Oh, yes. And I made a flower. I cut it, a little square flower, and then I fixed it so it'd be a point. And I made some kind of like a, I call it a rosy. It had about six or seven, might have been about a dozen little things, and it'd be like a heaven in fire. And made a little brown thing, put it on there, and it all stood out.
Oh, how nice.
Like this. And that's what I made.
Oh, that sounds real pretty. It really does. And so did you get a picture of your dress?
No.
No. Okay. And I think I asked you, where did you get married? You got married
at home.
And with the snow.
Yes.
Yes. Snow. Yes.
White snow.
No. Right. Okay. I wanted to know, next thing I wanted to know is, we talked about the family photographs, you have a lot of that. We've come a lot, you've said a lot of things that is on here already, that's from going down the list. Do you have any family that used to work on the railroad?
Yes, ma'am, my brother, he's supposed to be my first cousin. His mama died, and my daddy took him when he was 3 years old and raised him. And he used to work on the railroad.
Did he ever tell you about what it was like, what he did on the railroad?
Oh, you know, they had cross ties. And sometimes they'd rot, and they'd take them old rotten cross ties out from under them. Track and push good ones on there, and they had iron spots, and it would be in that old hat like my thumb, but you know, hit it straight down, and it hit on that, drive it in the wood, and this shim would hook on top of that.
Yeah, that sounded like hard work. I heard they used to sing a lot. Did your brother used to sing some of the songs that he sang when he was being working on the railroad?
Yeah, I can't recall.
But he did used to sing. Yeah. Okay. Okay, what kind of, did your family move out of South Carolina at any time? Or did you have any family in World War One or World War Two?
Ma'am.
Did you have any family in World War One that fought in World War One or World War Two?
World War One. And this last, let's see when the date was. And my little son, he went to this
Vietnam?
Out of the war. But he didn't stay too long.
Was that the Vietnam War?
Yes.
I see. So you don't remember anyone talking about World War One or World War Two. I know you talked about the Depression. The Depression was around World War Two.
Yeah. World War One. Oh, my brother went. When would I show? He went, and when he had to go overseas. And he got seasick. It was about 6 months getting him across. Every time he'd get out in the water, he'd get seasick and they'd bring him back to his side. And so they kept on trying. And every time they'd go a little further, get seasick and they'd bring him back. And it was 6 months before he got across.
And he finally got across.
He got across. And they put him. They put him in cooking, cause he cooked for us before we went to them.
And this was World War One.
Yes. And he started to win out the food for me. And then they found out he's such a good cook, and he went to cooking. And that's he never did get on the barrel till he done the cooking.
He done the cooking. Well, was he in the army or?
He was in the army.
He was in the army. Okay.
I guess it's only say the wall.
The wall. Okay. That's interesting.
And they would, he would say he seen people, you know, they'd shoot them down. And when they shoot them down, this one was behind, they'd step right over and take his place. And some of the boys, they'd say, oh, they let him call home and tell his parents. I don't know whether they called me. I don't know whether there's any telephone to them. Anyhow, they get them word that they done got missing. But sometimes some of the people say, well, send him home. And they would say, if they send him home, they'd say, don't you own that kid? They don't know whether they got the child or who it was. Anyhow, I don't know what they'd do to you if you'd own the kid.
Well, they tell you not to open. They tell you not to open the casket.
They tell them not to open it.
Oh my!
And they just bring it in, have it, have the funeral there. And some of them would say, "Well, I don't know whether that'll be my child or not. Just let it be like it is."
Yeah, boy. That means you would never see a child again. Even you never certain that that's your child.
No.
Oh my goodness. Well, do you remember World War II? How was World War II?
Well, there's some of the boys were missing in World War II. And I don't know whether they ever come home or not. I'd hear about it, but I don't remember them going home.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about where you used to buy. How did you used to get your food and clothing when you were younger?
If you didn't make enough, you know, run out of sale. Well, we lived with the main one, the stove. And he'd go up and tell him he wanted to leave for the year. And